Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. These days, we can buy almost anything we want online. Fancy food, designer clothes, new computers, the works. But is all this online shopping creating more greenhouse gas emissions than if we just bought this stuff in the store? We had Lucy Jones and Ashley Junger from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Lucy and Ashley.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
So how do you determine if it creates more greenhouse gas emissions to buy a product in a store or have it delivered?
Well, this is a tricky question since every industry is different.
So we talked with Stephen Kemper, a retired supply chain partner at PwC, to learn more. He told us that there are three main factors to consider.
One is the space efficiency of transportation.
This basically means we want to know if a vehicle is holding as much as it possibly can. If it is, then it doesn't need to travel back and forth as much.
The second one is probably the return rate,
which is basically the percentage of merchandise that'll be returned.
And lastly, Stephen says you've got to think about packaging.
Okay, but this is all very abstract. Can you give me a real example?
Well, let's say you want to buy your weekly groceries.
Most food distribution sites are local and can pack multiple orders into a single vehicle.
So it's actually very efficient to get to your house.
And the return rate is low because most people just eat their food or throw it out. So for groceries, Stephen says,
probably is one where e-commerce makes sense to purchase, unless for some reason you're just driving by the store every day.
So we should start buying everything online?
Well, not so fast. Remember, every industry is different.
For instance, most clothing stores only have a couple of distribution centers, meaning they have to travel longer distances to get your orders to you.
And many clothing companies only have a few standardized box sizes, so there's usually going to be tons of unused, empty space.
And returns are more common when people shop online. About 30% of all products ordered online are returned, but purchases made in-store are only returned about 9% of the time.
So Stephen says for most people, buying your clothes at the store will really cut down on emissions.
Got it. So I should always buy groceries online and go to the store to get my clothes?
Well, actually, in an ideal world, you'd order your clothes online so you'd know what you were getting and then pick them up in the store.
This way, you're sure the store will have what you want before you drive there.
What about other things like electronics or cleaning supplies?
It all depends on those factors we mentioned before. How efficient is the transportation that gets the object to you? What's the packaging like? And how often does it get returned?
So, if you need something, consider how you can get that product with the least amount of packaging and driving around.
Got it. Thanks, Lucy and Ashley. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.